my granddaughter. You see, is today church? She likes church. Her mom took her to one daycare. She said, "Mom, why do you take me to that daycare? In that daycare, you don't talk about God at all." Interesting. Hallelujah. All right, let's get into... Let me say this before we start. You know, I'm a pastor. If this was only one part of the spouse you are talking to, you say, get committed. But both partners are usually in the house. So second partner that you are hearing your husband or your wife saying, get committed, make it easier for them. You all just said, your husband that's trying to be committed, to say, what's he calling church, Abby? I try, but he must have at the beginning of the year. But the match is and you know, don't make it easier. Are you hearing me? I come down to our level and yeah, let's just make it easier. Notice something strange? Like my wife said, she thought maybe I was passing on when I was telling her to wash her feet. But she didn't say that to me. She was like, pass on, Kelagunulu. So make it easier. A lot of things. Something I want to say now. The biggest trouble in the home, if you put all the troubles in the home together, 90% is what we speak. If you just can hold back, I'm learning that now. The more I hold back, the better our family. Sometimes I have just done something. When I finished, I was asking what, I didn't remember. But that moment, I just keep quiet. Once in a while, I will blow, then I will calm down. Then I will change it. But if you don't say a lot of things, don't say a lot of things won't happen. A lot of things, just don't say them. Hey, Pastor, you've tried. Let's talk about stages of authority in our home. You know, she just read the verse that some of you didn't notice something I just saw. 1 Peter 3, verse 5. Quickly, let's open it again. Something she just said that, I hope you saw it. Take a look at this. Let's just apply English grammar. For in this manner, former times, the holy woman who trusted in God also dressed, that's the word for adorn, dressed themselves. How? Wow. So the dressing of a really godly woman is in submission to her husband. Wow. So really, after a while, your husband doesn't care about your latest dress. It's costing more money. Are you gonna like me? Instead of clothing, food. You know? It's more concerned about the submissiveness. Okay, let's talk about authority stages. When you get married, there are three stages your life will go through as a married person. Number one, when you get married, for the first few years, you are lovebirds. You are not thinking about authority, who will be in charge. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? You just carry on. I love you, you love me, you know. So it's all formless and void and darkness upon the face of the deep. Are you hearing me? Everybody just loving, nobody, you know, you carry something, you kick you, I kick you, you say, praise the Lord, I love you. You know, that love bank is full of extra money from your single time of looking for your husband or your wife. So you carry on a couple of years, some of us last better, we don't last better, you know. Then a time comes that they are coming, what I call self-assertion of authority. You start, no, you can't go that, do that. You're not going out. How can you tell me I'm not going out? And that has to come in, or that struggle, where we have to know who is in charge. Because Ogameji can't drive the same car. That's where God ordains that. Somebody will have to just determine this. You know that women will say, they're in a jewel. Like somebody I met, a pastor around my area. I live in the mechanics area. You know, so, and I saw this pastor, I said, what happened? He said, my wife, I said, I know wife now. Her car just broke down. She dropped the key, picked the man's key, and said, hello, fix it. That's normal. You are responsible for that. And I said, oh, welcome to life. That's the thing, you know. Finish using the fuel, and you have to go out, you own that car, pick it. Yeah? Oh, better any, I put it on way. Taloma Rasi. That's why I have a husband. So you start having that place of authority, and it can be tough to do. If you don't, if you're not careful, there things can happen. then you start deferring. There are two levels of authority in the home. There's the authority of structure, there's the authority of function. There's the authority of structure that you know that this is my head and this is the person that I'm to be responsible for. The second level is that you also give authority for function. Now, this one can handle money well, since giving authority there. You get that now? You know you can't handle the money well, so you don't have authority there. Don't say, I am the husband. You are going to have financial mess. Some things I don't do. For instance, now, if I want to do something, I'll call my wife to do that. For instance, I'll tell her, give that call. I don't make a call. You don't hear me. My voice is rough, and I don't have time to talk to you. And so she's authorized. She has authority in that area more than I do. Are you hearing me? So if, for instance, I don't cook at all. My wife loves cooking. She's authorized in that area. If you are a man, you love cooking, you're authorized, you're free, you can make breakfast for your wife and surprise her, you can do that. Or you, whatever you are good at, you can be authorized there. Some people, for instance, some family, the wife can spend, the husband can save. There's no need to make the other person. It won't work. Somebody has to spend, somebody has to save. And there'll be a fight to bring them together. Are you hearing me? But when you surrender to spending alone, bubunye, ewo wala debt. And when you surrender only to savings, bubunye agbo, and you know what I mean? Because you must save. So that authority must come in that. Then you get older. When you are now older, and your authority is no longer a struggle, just like Jesus and the Father, they are no longer. Jesus had the same thing. When Jesus was born, he was a lovely kid, and no authority over there. Jesus grew up, became a man, and he bowed down to his father, and he said, not my will, but your will. There was some struggle over there. Then after a while, he died, ascended to glory, and Jesus and the Father, they won. Is that clear? You should pay me for that seminar. I'll just give you a seminar now. You should pay me. And I don't want it in naira. I want it in dollars. Don't clap. I want the dollars. Okay, I'm just joking. Praise God. All right. Beautiful. So that's that. Now, we're going to read. We're introducing a new book today. I just said Stamojis will also add a book to, because that's what we're doing for service. I think you also should be doing that now. Let's talk about people that are single here. I know some of you are single here. 1 Corinthians 7:35. Hallelujah. Because people can, even in the first service, I have single people attending that likes to come early in the morning, and you know, but one way or the other, you'll be cheated one way or the other because you won't hear things that are peculiar to you. But let's just help you. And this I say for your own profit. Not that I may put a leash on you, but you know, this, what's this grammar? Give us an LT. Leash, can you just leash? You know, check your Bible sometimes, make it clear. I'm saying this for your benefit, not to place resources on you. I want you to do whatever will help you serve the Lord best with as few distractions as possible. Marriage won't get you to heaven. And marriage is not in heaven. Let's keep reading. Or if a man thinks that, no, there's a verse before this. 32 now. Give me 32. I want to read something there. Okay. Yeah. I want you to be free from what? The concerns of this life. An unmarried man can spend his time doing the Lord's work and thinking how to please him. Next verse. And your married woman, but a married man has to think about adult responsibility and how to please his wife. Next verse. And his interest is divided in the same way a woman who is no longer married or has never been married can be devoted to the Lord and holy in body and spirit. If you are single here, just you don't going to be watching all those things on the global watch. Just focus on the Lord. Serve the Lord. Are you hearing me? Huh? Serve the Lord. Build your life. If you're a woman, a man has not approached you. Don't buy the man. And you guys that are also older, find a wife. Is that all right? But if you're single, come on, live the life single. Enjoy the single life. And serve the Lord. Get involved in church. Serve the Lord. Travel. Do things. And please, for goodness sake, save. Make money. Build a house. Martha was not married. We didn't hear about children and husband of Martha. But Martha had a big house that 12 men could come and stay in the parlor. That's a big house. And also, her sister was staying with her brother, Lazarus. So it's a single woman. Hello? Singles for Jesus. Clap your hands for Jesus. Amen, somebody. singles for Jesus. The greatest men in the Bible were not married. Paul and Daniel plus Jesus. Anybody who marry Paul will die. Because today he's in jail, tomorrow he's on the sea, next week he's having some problem with surgery. Praise the Lord. I wanted to join those three men, but I failed. You see, really, I failed badly. I just couldn't make it. I couldn't do it without a woman. Pastor, you are very holy. I'm a holy married man. John the Baptist is missing me. I didn't join him. Praise the Lord. Is that all right? Okay, let's do some reading before we leave. We're going to spend some time to pray today. Can we go to our Bible? Oh, no, our book. Balan, let's welcome Balan. Thank you. Thank you for, you know, this kind of work is dangerous. You have to be in every service because I'll call your name and I'll call you out. Thank you for being around all this while. Okay, let's have some reading. Reading helps us in church. Bible says we should give attention to reading. So we read some of these things. We just finished Sunday school. That was Sunday school. So we're going to do some reading to just pick some things from there and apply it to life. Because life has varieties and different facets. Okay, let's go. Today's Daily Insight from Zig Ziglar. Thank you. All right, this will just kind of give us some pep and some motivation to live life. Blessed to bless. Let's do it.
Thank you, sir. Good morning, church. Blessed to bless. The Lord bless you. Can we read it together? The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. In Jesus' name. Number 6, 24 to 26. Everybody loves to feel blessed. When God was in the process of transforming a nation of slaves into a culture of strength and joy, he gave Moses words of blessing to repeat over and over again for the people. They needed the blessing of God's protection, presence, and kindness, just as we need his blessing today. To bless is to grant favor, and we trust God to give us his favor. We don't just roll through our lives with no thought of God. Instead, we look to him to give us wisdom in all we do, to guide us, and to give us success in our relationships and work. This prayer for blessing, though, doesn't guarantee a worry-free life. God's hand of protection keeps out countless calamities, but he allows enough difficulties to remind us that we need to trust him. Go back, sir, please. This prayer for blessing, though, doesn't guarantee a worry-free life. God's hand of protection keeps out countless calamities, but he allows enough difficulties to remind us that we need to trust him. Thank you, sir. Problems show us again that God is faithful to provide for us. He is present with us every second of the day, and we can experience his peace because he understands our situations even when we don't. When we trust God this way, we shine light on everyone around us. As we experience God's blessing, we bless others. Thank you.
Praise God. Thank you. But let's do something. You know, I don't know about you. Maybe I'm just human. You know, anytime I'm hearing about my commitment, my responsibilities, I have this kind of squirming on the chair. Ah, man, how to do all that? Are you hearing me? And that's where the blessing of God comes in. I want us to do something for ourselves before we go further. I love to follow the Spirit of God. We're going to pray for one another now before Samuji will come. You know, that daily insight opened with Numbers 6:23, right? Let's open back there. Can you give us on the screen? Numbers 6:23. Numbers 6:23. speak to Aaron and his sons, saying, this is the way you shall bless who? Say to them. Now, somebody said, why did God pick up this family to do that? Because they were the priests. Now, I have a news for you. Every child of God is a king and priest. So we can bless ourselves. And what do you say to them? Look at this. The Lord bless you and keep you. Next one. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. Next verse. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Now, this didn't come from a human being. It came from God to be given to them. So sometimes we pray these words, we may not understand them fully, but we're going to pray because God said we should pray it. Am I right? So I want us to pray that for ourselves this morning. I'd like you to look at somebody beside you and think, you can sit down or you can stand up for anything you want and just take that person. All right. Okay. Okay. Okay, you can just join 3x3 if you don't have all the... But 2 will do, but 3 will do whatever you want to do with. Just go ahead. Take together 3 or 2. Just take 3 or 2. Don't take many more than that. Thank you. You can take 2. You can take 3. Depending on the number of seats you have. Now, he says, the Lord bless you. Now, somebody said, we are already blessed. That's true. But it's in the heavenly. It should manifest here. So, Father, Lord, manifest your blessing in his life. Lord, let your blessing manifest in his life. The blessing you have ordained for his life. He said he has blessed us with every blessing. He's blessed us with every blessing. Say, Lord, I'm praying for your blessing. I'm praying for that blessing that makes rich and had no sorrow. Enrich his life and dispel the sorrow. Let your blessing manifest in his life. Spiritually, emotionally, physically, in his home, in his life, the Lord bless his mind, bless his body, bless his spirits, bless his home, bless his job, bless his hand, bless his properties, bless, Lord, let your blessing manifest. You'll be blessed going out, blessed coming in, blessed in the city, blessed in the field. The basket will be blessed. Say, Lord, I speak over his life. Every area, be blessed. His career, be blessed. His business, be blessed. His planning, be blessed. His future, be blessed. His weeks, be blessed. His months, be blessed. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. He said, the Lord keep you. I want to say, listen now, pray. I say, Lord, preserve his life. Keep him. Keep his life, keep his family, keep his home, keep his properties, keep his job, Father, keep his business. He said, the Lord is our keeper, so let's ask him to keep. The Lord is our keeper. Keep him going. Keep him strong. Keep him getting better in every dimension of his life. Keep his going out. Keep his coming in. Ask God. Keep him from accident. Keep her from accidents. Keep her from disaster. Keep her from sorrow. Lord, keep her. Preserve her. The Lord will keep our going out. He said, the Lord will preserve you and watch over you. He said he will do so. We don't have to go through some hassles in life. Calamities. Keep her from calamities. Keep him from calamities. Keep him from sickness and disease. Keep him from financial disaster and losses. Keep him. Keep her. Keep her on her journey. Keep him on his journey. As he goes up and down, entering his own car and public transport, keep him. In the name of Jesus. There's a special keeping today from digital trouble. Accounts. Password, things like that. You know, people break into your WhatsApp, do that, say, Lord, please keep me, keep her, keep him from digital trouble. Lord, keep him from people, hackers that want to just, you know, deprive him of his benefit and his life. No, you cannot, you don't know what all this is going on, but God can. You don't know who's trying to enter into your account and bank account and whatever it is that want to say, Lord, keep her, watch over her, digital. Lord, watch over his account, watch over his life, watch over things that are concerning him, that interest his life. in the name of Jesus. Let's look at next verse. The Lord make his face shine upon you. You know, Esther said, nobody goes to the king when he's not invited. She said, I will fast and pray. I want you to pray for that person, that the shining face of God will be his portion in the days ahead. The shining face of God, that God will shine upon her, shine upon him. The brilliant light of God, the favor, the God. He said, they look up to him and their faces were radiant. That they will see the face of God and they will see the radiance of God's presence. They will see God's approval. They will see God's blessing. Ask God that his grace will overflow and abound in their life. And God, be gracious. Lord, show your grace upon his life. Show your grace upon her life. Bible says, God is able to make all grace abound toward you. Say, Lord, abound to her. Abound to him. Grace. Abound to him. Grace for living. Grace for serving. Grace for victory. Grace upon grace. Grace upon grace. Roll over your grace upon his life. Let your shining face be what he sees every day. Oh, God, we bless your name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. And lastly, next verse, it says, the Lord lift up his countenance upon you. And give, you know, there's something about, I've always enjoyed this. God going ahead of you. Jesus said, the shepherd will go ahead of the sheep. That's one thing about God you notice. I love this about God. That, you know, you just take a step. Before you take the step, he has gone ahead of you already. I mean, you are looking for land to buy. And here a friend calls you. I saw one place that's just near. Whoa! You just jump. Or you want to buy a car. I remember we had a car like that. We were looking for a car to buy. We were looking for something else to buy. And he just told me, there's this car available. Mechanic told me, he said, the car's available. He said, used by a pastor. And it was one of the best cars we ever had, Pilot. Pilot. One of the finest cars. In fact, today I still miss Pilot. You know, you just walk into things, man. It could be so beautiful. It just work out for you. I look forward to that in life. I don't have all the strength in the world. I told my children, I don't have a lot of connections, but I have the only connection that matters most. He works things for us. Can you say, Father, Lord, connect him. Lord, connect him. Connect her. Take her to her places. Take her to her inheritance. Lord, do things for her. Do things for him that will make her, make him see that you are concerned about her. You are concerned about him. Your countenance, your presence, go ahead of him. Go ahead of him this week. Go ahead of him in that job, in that career, in that sales, in that marketing. Go ahead. Go ahead of him. Prepare a place for him, Father. In his business, go ahead. In his career, go ahead. Make the way straight. Clear the wrong ways. Remove all the obstacles, Father. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Finally, there's something I notice about life. You can't do much without peace. Looking back, sometimes it's not how much you have, it's how much you spend well. You can pick up money like this, something just happened. Like one man just told us, was it last week? He said, I got money together to start working on my building. My wife was sick. She was sick. We spent all the money. When we finished spending money, she died. Then I took over from her. You know, when you hear those kind of harrowing stories, so what would I do? God, give me peace. Surround my life. Do you know, wait. You know why this is so important? And what God has promised? 3 verses. 2 Thessalonians 3:16. I want you to see the verse. Give us in King James Version. I I want you to take this. You're here to just to pray. Don't worry, we are part of the service today. I want you to pray. I want us to pray. That's why I'm here. We'll just do what we need to do. Give us 3:16, 2 Thessalonians. Now the Lord of peace himself, not somebody else, not EFCC or something, give you peace. When? Always and how? By all means. Pray for that person. Say, Lord, you promise. Give him, Lord, yourself, give him peace. Grant him peace at all times and every means. Grant him peace. Surround him with your edge. Surround her with your edge of protection. Grant him peace in his body, peace in his mind, peace in his soul, peace in his heart, peace in his home, peace at work, peace in the neighborhood. Grant him peace. Grant her peace. Grant us security, peace of mind. Calm it down. Anxiety dissipated. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Now, pray for that person that he will, as God gives him peace, he will walk in line with the peace. Sometimes we go do things that will cause us trouble. There was a man in the Bible called Asa. First time they came against him, 1 million army. He prayed, trusted God. He had peace. God dispelled all of them. Second time he was richer. He had money now. So somebody came against him. He went to go and bribe somebody to attack him. And then after attacking and then they clear, then the man of God came and said, see, when they were 1 million, you trusted God. Now you got money. He took money from the church to give him, from temple. Pay the guy off. Sometimes somebody, God, money that God bless you, you run it for the devil in Jesus' name. So you know what? He paid that money and the king said, from this time on, you'll be having trouble. He got trouble. After trouble again, he got his disease, he got disease in his feet and he died from there. So tell him, Lord, I pray that he will not do things to counteract your move of peace in his life. That he will be a man of peace, a woman of peace. Lord, teach him how to live in peace himself. Teach her how to live in peace. Live in peace. Not causing trouble at home. Not causing trouble in the business. Not investing wrongly. Keep him from fights. From unnecessary struggle. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Now, can you open your eyes? Because you have prayed according to the will of God. We know our prayer is answered. Lift your hand, let's thank him. Let's appreciate God. Say, God, I receive all this. I know that it's your word. I didn't pray against your word. I pray in line with your word. So let it be your word. Let it be according to your word in my life. Let it be according to your word in my life. I appreciate your word coming to pass in my life. I give you all the glory and all the praise in Jesus' name. Can we clap our hands for Jesus? Amen. Hallelujah. Samuel, please come. Now, tonight we have men's meeting on Zoom. You don't have to come to church. By 6 o'clock, I guess. The link is on our site. Either second service, third service, whatever service you belong to. The link is there. If you don't have your name on our community, we'll collect the paper, write your WhatsApp name. If you're coming here regularly, you belong to this place, you want to stay here with us, you can collect. We're introducing a new book tonight. This morning. It's a book that we have been reading in the first service. It's called Love Dear. It's one of my precious books for my life. You see, people think that some of us that are living very well, we don't have any secret. Actually, we are not a fountain ourselves. We are drinking from a fountain. Hallelujah. That Ogun River has a source. Please listen to this. This book is 365. Have I ever offered it to you before? It's on Love 365. And it helps me regularly to go back to, because we are all human. So while we were in the service, my wife was teaching and said, we'll now start reading both the healing and the love thing together. So today, day one, love is the greatest of these. Let's welcome Sister Muji.
Good morning, church. Love is the greatest of this. If I have all faith, so that I can move mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 2. Loving God and others is what life is really. Loving God and others is what life is really about. No matter who you are or what you do, it comes down to whether you live a life of love or not. And there is a vast difference between the two. One is priceless and one meaningless. Love is the most important ingredient to any meaningful relationship. It is fundamental to true significance. Your quality of life is directly tied to the amount of love flowing in you and through you to others. Though it's often overlooked, love is infinitely more valuable than riches, fame, or honor. They will pass away, but love remains. You can be fulfilled without this, but not without love. The absence of love leaves a devastating void. When it is not present, your spirituality becomes superficial, your benevolent deeds self-centered, and your sacrifices insincere. In any relationship where love is not your motivation, you can expect it to feel bland and unfulfilled, if not meaningless. When asked to identify life's greatest command, Jesus summed it up this way: to love God with all you are and to love your neighbor as yourself. Will you embrace a life of love? Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Anji. Thank you. You know, a lot of times we don't know what is actually pushing and directing our life. When somebody wants to go abroad because he loves to go abroad, when somebody said, I want to start selling bread, it's because he loves selling bread. Love is the one that's behind it. When somebody says, I like to marry that person, it's because love is there. In fact, coming to this church is because you love to come here. Maybe your husband drags you. Or your wife drags you. But one way or the other, the person who drags you loves to be here. When you travel and get things done, buy things and sell things, it's love. All these men that we call these richest men on the earth, if you look at them thoroughly well, it's because they are passionate about what they love to do. For instance, Amazon. I've been Amazon customers for over 20 years. Amazon didn't start with Amazon stores. He started with books with his wife. You talk about Musk, or is it church, his name, the richest man. He's fascinated with technology when it comes to Tesla. Am I right? So love is the prime thing behind everything. Love will make somebody stay with a child and wake up at night. Love will make a man go to work and give his best. When love is not there, it becomes routine. So, and that love must be better. Because if that love is not better, better things will happen in our life. Because if I love what I should not love, I may be in trouble. For instance, drug addiction is love of the getting high. Am I right? The real thing behind everything is love. But that love can be opposite. So we need to pray about that this morning. Because love is our life driver. Let's go to. See, if you don't love life, you will not exercise. You will not do some things. Some things you will not do. Hallelujah. See, loving your husband will make you go extra mile. Loving your wife will make you go extra mile. If love is there. So we need to have this love pumping to us more and more. Let's go to Philippians chapter 1, verse 9. We're going to pray again now. We're just praying today. And this I pray. See, this is important to Paul. See, the love every day to do what you need to do. For instance, I have said 35 years. It could have been very boring if you don't love one another. Very boring. And sometimes you go through some real hassle, like Abraham went through 25 years of not having a child because he just loved God and loved God's promises. In fact, I say this to you, when you don't love the word of God, you will not have time for it. Everything is around love. So the devil attacks your love more than anything else. How many of you love Amala here? Can I see your hands up? How many of you love Dodo and Benz? You just want to just go up like that. See, some of you are already celebrating. Just by personally. Love controls our life. Can you give us a message Bible? Look at this verse. It says, message Bible. So this is my prayer, that your love will flourish. And that you not only love much, but love well. Sometimes you can love something much, but at the end of it, I've had a mistake in my life. I want something bad. After I got it, it's not really what I wanted. I wanted something else. Anybody like me before? I wanted that chair. That chair is so great. That chair is so great. Like this is my chair. I like this chair. But one day just dawned on me. Kuneam rest. So I have to hang my hand like this. I've been looking for one with the armrest, looking like this, but I've not found it yet. Oh, so sometimes you just want more. So I love much, but love well. And learn to love appropriately. You need to use your head and test your feelings. So let's pray. Can you just pray where you are and I say, Lord, I want this love, my love to flourish. My love for you, my love for life, my love in my family. Lord, I want this love to flourish. Because love determines what I do, where I go, what I do with my life. Lord, help me to love. Help me to flourish in love. Help me to discern love. Help me to go after love. Lord, I just don't want to love averagely. I want to love well. Maybe you want to pick somebody to marry. Say, Lord, I want to love well. Not just because I just love her legs or something. I want to love well. I want to love much and love well. Teach me how to love well. Teach me how to love well my career. Teach me how to love well my business. Teach me how to love well. Teach me how to love my spouse. Teach me. Lord, I want to be better here because love is the greatest. Can you pray? Can you open your mouth? What are you doing? Maybe that thing is not working well. Say, Lord, show me your love in this area. Lead me with your love in this area. Can we ask God, Lord, teach me how to love appropriately. How to love and not overdo certain things. Teach me how to love my career without getting into trouble and without stressing my life. Teach me how to love my body. Teach me how to love my health. Teach me how to love in the area of my financial life. Teach me, Lord. I want to be appropriate. Oh, hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Can you open your eyes? See, that word appropriateness is so important. See, when I go to work and I love selling. But when I come back home, that love of selling is not appropriate at home. I need the love of my children to come in and kick in. Am I right? Now sometimes, you know, you can love certain food, but they are not good for your health. Am I making some sense this morning? How to cut down on that and cut down on this? This is how to do with our... See, we are creatures of love. When love is there, we go to what? We won't sacrifice anything. And say, Lord, help me to discern what to love and how to love appropriately. Help me to love appropriately. Help me to do, when I go to work, to love there. When I come home, to love there. Friends and co. So that I will not, can we pray this morning? These are where we live. Can you open your mouth and pray? Lord, please guide me as I go to work, to love appropriately, as I run this business, as I go out with my friends, as I have influence. Oh yeah, teach me how to love appropriately the time I spend on social media. Help me to do things well. Help me not to give all my time to what was just not appropriate for my life. Can we just pray? I know it looks dull, but this is what fires our life. This is what fuels our life. Can you pray? Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Let's read this verse in NLT. I want to pick something that is important. Maybe we'll see it, maybe another Bible too. Can you give us NLT, this verse in NLT? and that you will keep on growing in knowledge and understanding. Can you give us maybe, let's look at ESV and then NIV. Okay. I'm looking for something. With knowledge and all what? Discernment. Can you give us Amplified Bible? Amplified. Oh, beautiful. Displaying itself in greater depth in real knowledge and practical insight. You see, people think that love, you just love. No. To have discernment. To have discernment. Don't put that money here now. Put that money there. I was telling my wife something. You see, because of my fear of risk, about 6 months ago, some things I could have done that could have multiplied things for me, I didn't do it. Looking back, I told my wife, I said, I wish I'd done that. But, you know, I love safety. You hear what I mean? Praise God. Say, Lord, I pray for, can we get on our knees? Say, Lord, I pray for discernment. That's what Solomon prayed. Say, Lord, help me to see the difference. Help me to see the difference between good and evil. Help me to see the difference between good and better. Help me to see the difference. Help me to discern. Help me to see. Help me to scan. Like when you go for scanning, when you go for pregnancy scan, you cannot see the baby, but with the scan, you can see the inside. Say, Lord, help me to be able to scan things and see things as they are inside. Help me to scan that investment. Help me to scan that relationship. Help me to discern. Help me to see where it's going. That business I'm thinking of giving up, maybe there's something greater ahead. I don't know. Help me to discern. Lord, I need that practical insight. Insight is oju inu. I have eyes on the outside, but I need oju, I need inward eyes. Let your love develop inward eyes for me. Oh, help me, Father. Thank you for giving me insight. Lord, I pray for understanding more in this area. I pray for discernment here. I pray that in the night, you will show me before the daytime. I pray that, Lord, as I move out, you will give me warnings and prophetic signals about life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Can you lay yourself, say, Lord, I lay myself before you. You know where to move inside of me to be more discerning. You know what you need to curtail and what you need to cultivate within me. Maybe I'm too impatient. Help me curtail that impatience so that I can discern faster. Maybe I'm too afraid. Help me to put my fear aside so I can discern appropriately. I want you to help me in this area, Father. Thank you for helping me. I receive help in this area. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please have your seat. I just want us to come and pray today. And God just guiding us. You know, listen to this. Everybody from 50 upward pass. Am I right? Am I right? If you get 50 in the exam hall, you pass. Am I correct? But even in that passing, there are different degrees. You know, they said 80 is the highest or something like that. And then 75 can be A2 to 80. Now wait. Between A1, 80, and A2, it's just 5 marks. Huh? Between passing and failing is about 50. Am I right? But see, that's that difference that makes the difference. You know, both of us are selling cement. But something you just sell that can make you differ. That's a word they use for it. Go to your Bible. What's this one coming on? Go to your Bible. Go to Philippians 1 verse 10. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes you go to a shop. I'm the kind of person that will go to a shop. I want to buy something. I already want to go and buy. My wife say, let's check other shops. I said, no, I want to buy here. And the difference can just be there. The difference. That you may approve the things that are what? Actually, in the original. Can you give me Message Bible? Maybe it will make it a little bit clearer. Message Bible. What is it? So that your love is sincere and intelligent, not sentimental gush. You're sentimental. Let's go to Amplified Bible. Maybe make it clearer. This. So that you this is it. So that you may learn to recognize and treasure what is excellent. You know, they put a case before you. You are handling this matter. You can handle it averagely, or you can do something outstanding that will make that company just think that you are there. You are the man. Identifying the best. Let's pray. Lord, help me to see the better of things. Hold on. See, let me pray. You see, really, when we are praying for prosperity, those are good prayers, but they are better prayers. You are selling cement. You are praying for prosperity. But what about between, Bible says the apostles did many signs and wonders. Stephen did great signs and wonders. See, many and great are two different things. Like now, you can eat 25 headaches, but one cancer is more than all that. Am I making some sense? So we are going to pray that God, sometimes even in the home, you know that this is your right. Something is better than that. Am I right? So let's spend this last moment and say, Lord, help me identify the best. Help me go after the best. Don't let me settle down in my personality, in my endeavor, in my life, in my career. Let me not settle down for just the average. I know you are doing me well, but Lord, can you just help me? What else? That small 5 marks. That small 5 marks in my home, in my family, in my job, in my career. That's small 3 marks. That just put me at the edge. If I get 78 and I get 81, they look quite close, but in different classes. Say, Lord, help me to go for that extra. Help me to be, you see, ordinary and extra. That's just extra that makes it extraordinary. Can you just pray that God help me to be in that business I'm doing with my customers, with my clients, with my career, with these things, this PhD I'm doing or this master's I'm doing? How can I make it a little bit more extraordinary? Yeah, thank you. Yeah, that, Lord, help me to see it. Help me to discern it. Help me to, are you running a school? Are you running a project? Whatever you're running, say, Lord, are you running a group? Whatever, say, Lord, help us. Can you add more to make us extraordinary? Lord, thank you for the average. Thank you for the passes. But can you just lift me beyond? Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. In Jesus' name we pray. I got a friend who told me about a friend years ago. The guy was working PZ in Ikorodu in the factory. And they have a way of mixing this thing. They just mix it, and that's where they mix it. One day he was at work. God said, mix it and put it on the Bunsen burner for 30 minutes. It just came to him. Try it. And he put that thing on the Bunsen burner for 30 minutes. It changes everything about the result. The company was so odd that they took him and sent him to Italy. That is a genius. He's a genius. Can you look up, help me find the Amplified Classic, so that you may surely learn to sense what is vital. Talking to that client. And approve and prize what is excellent and of real value. Recognizing the highest and the best and distinguishing the moral differences. Nigerians are too group conscious. Everybody's traveling abroad. I'm also going. Where are you going there? What will you do there? How will you do it well there? My daughter, before she traveled with her husband, she sat down, studied Canada, took time, look at where the best place they can stay. She took her time. Sometimes things will happen. My daughter will say, hold it back. I'm not going that route, which is easier. She took her time, studied, look at it. In fact, when she got to where she got to, somebody asked her, who told you to come here? Because it's not in the normal news. Who told you to come here? She's particular about her daughter getting to the right school where she can learn things about God and stuff. You just carry, just go. They start having problems. Say, I don't know. See, it's difficult for God to give you A when you are 55. No, you pass. May God bless you. May God keep you. Above all, may He shine His good face on you. You know, that also means this. Balaam, where are you? Or somebody else can come for me. You know, Balaam, come. Let me show you about God's good face. You know, God may say, you know, I know you are doing this, but come. Something else I want to show you more. Huh? Like Peter struggling all night for fish, right? He just came and said, throw your net to the right side. The first time he did that to him, his net was tearing, his boat was breaking. Second time he did it, another higher level, net was not tearing. May God bless you. Amen. With strategic objectives and results that will distinguish you among your peers. In Jesus' name. Can we clap our hands for Jesus? What a prayer today. We're going to stop now. Choir will come and sing, give our offering. But don't forget this. You are marked for excellence. You are marked for distinguishing results. And pray that kind of prayer like I say, Lord, just set me. Don't look at what everybody's doing. God's going to set you apart and push you the way through as you go and change you. Let's sing quickly, choir, because we have third service to attend to. We have some special thing to do, third service. Our Saturday, this Saturday is our business breakfast. Please come around. It's titled The Secret of Top Performance. Yes. All right. Okay, yeah.
You hear me when I call. You are my morning song. Though darkness fills the night, it cannot hide the light. Whom shall I fear? You crush the enemy underneath my feet. You are my sword and shield, the double slinger steel. Whom shall I fear? You goes before me. I know who stands behind. The God of angel armies, He's always by my side. The one who reigns forever, He is a friend of mine. The God of angel armies, He's always by my side. My strength is in Your name, for You alone can save. You will deliver me, Your seeds of victory. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I fear? I know who goes before me. I know who stands behind. The God of angel armies, He's always by my side. The one who reigns forever, He is a friend of mine. The God of angels armies, He's always on my side. And nothing from against me shall stand. You are holy in your hands. I'm holding on to your promises. You are faithful. You are faithful. Nothing from against me shall stand. You are the Lord in your hand. I'm holding on to your promises. You are faithful. You are faithful. You are faithful. I know who was there for me. I know who stands behind. The God of angel armies, He's always by my side. The one who reigns forever, He is a friend of mine. The God of angel armies, He's always by my side. I know who goes before me. I know who stands behind. The God of angel, yeah, He's always by my side. The world rules forever, He's a friend of mine. Yeah, angels tell me, He's always by my side. I know who goes before me, I know who stands behind. The God of angel armies, He's always by my side. The one who reigns forever, He's a friend of mine. The God of angel armies, He's always by my side. The God of angel armies, He's always by my side.
Hallelujah. Always by our side. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, choir. God bless you. Excellent ladies network. We have welfare items available at the security post. If you need it, rice, beans, garri, and stuff like that, please take advantage. The King Stephen Group will be meeting today after the service at the upper room. New members are welcome. Then there's this program coming up, Valentine's Singles Forum. What's love got to do with it? The flyers are available for the singles. You are invited, and we can invite singles all around us. We just want to be a blessing to the singles. What's love got to do with it? That's our Valentine's program for the singles. It's coming up on the 11th February, 4 p.m. right here in the auditorium. During the week, we were blessed with a baby girl. Mr. and Mrs. Samson Akere. Is Brother Samson around? Where is he? I can't see him. All right, he's not around. But we had a baby girl delivered. So this. And we stand to our feet and we welcome baby Shalom Adewale for dedication this morning. We have to do that fast because it's almost time for third service to start. Please, the flowers going around, use it to invite somebody around you, a single person around you.
Please, if you are a husband, remember a group of 10 years below, next Sunday we are meeting there. Before service ends. But tonight is our Zoom meeting for all men. So don't confuse them. I'm trying to make it clearer. Okay. But next Sunday, just come to church. You'll be there. All and right. There'll be our men, usual, men as usual.
And while the men will meet, while husbands will meet, wives will also meet. That's next Sunday. But Thursday is February 1st. We also have our online prayer meeting for ladies. We'll put more information on the platform. Praise God. Let's rise to our feet and rejoice with the family of Mr. and Mrs. Adewale. Baby Shalom Adewale has come to church.
Praise God. Me more Adewale. Allow me more Shalom. Allow me more
Adewale. If you are commissioners, please help us. Commissioners, we have a special outreach. in the third service. So, commissioners, please hang around. Don't worry, we'll take care of you too. So.
Ilo batso she to me. O daju
we o she sola. Ah, Olorun mi mo wa dupe.
Mo wa dupe baba.
Olorun mi mo wa dupe.
Mo wa dupe.
Olorun mi mo wa dupe.
Omo jo wa mo mayo.
Olorun mi mo wa dupe.
Ope re o Jesu.
Olorun mi
sorry, babe.
Our Heavenly Father, we come before your throne to give you praise and thanks for this bundle of joy you have granted to us. Baby, in the name of Jesus, we welcome you into our midst. And we confess that you are a blessing of the Lord. You have been given to us, and concerning you, there is no repentance. Nothing will take you away from us. You will fulfill your days in the name of Jesus, and every plan of God and his purpose will come to pass concerning you. In the name of Jesus, you will leave your footprints in the sands of time for Christ. In the name of our Lord Jesus, we receive the grace for your parents to do all that is required to bring you up in the name of the Lord and to make you fulfill everything that God has called you to be. In the name of our Lord Jesus, our Father, we give you praise. Thank you for your mighty works concerning this baby. Thank you for your hand that is resting on her. We give you all the praise and all the glory. Baby, we welcome you in the mighty name of Jesus.
Open your soul,
Edara. Edara, Jehovah, Edara. Open your soul, Edara. Edara, Jehovah.
Thank you. We have to leave here now because we are arranging the hall. We have a special program for third service. So take your neighbors and say, thank you for being around today. Ask, what's your name? Ask them, what's their name? Are they here for the first time, second time, or Omunile? Praise the Lord. Are you here for the first time? We have some books and some credits for you, for your phone. Not too much credit, just small, just to thank you for coming. So if you are here for the first time, can I see your hands? We want to give you the package. Thank you so much for coming. All right. Everything is inside there. So if you are for the first time, can you pick up your bag and your Bible and go toward that door? Let's clap for them as they go. Thank you. Let me show them the way. Thank you. All right, just go toward that door if you are here for the first time. Help me show how to get there. Thank you. God bless you. All right. Tell someone beside you, surely goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. You want to follow forevermore. Then don't forget Tuesday, teaching on faith. Come around 5:30. Let's leave the hall fast. Thank you.